thing, but that's about the only way to alert a lot of people. And most don't mind it. Every once in a while we get somebody on wanting to be kind of an a-hole about it, but I mean, just ignore it. I mean, I get at everyone tagged at, and all kinds of stuff all the time. And if I'm interested, I'll look at it. If it's not my thing, I just scroll on. I'm not gonna hate on their game. I mean, Facebook wants you to pay for reach now, and let's just face it, I'm pretty deep in the hole on this whole setup I have here right now, and running a website and everything else, and I can't pay for advertising on this, so I'm hoping to get a deal struck on maybe some t-shirts coming y'all's way that I'll be releasing hopefully here soon. I'm just waiting, to get the final thing set up, and it's kind of one of those things, like maybe a slow afternoon, in the evening and all that after I'm home from work, just kind of working on and getting them going. But definitely check out the website. I post news info every weekday. I call them intel reports. I think I'm going to just start calling them, whatever day it is, news report. But like today's, I posted and it had a good bit on there about the Russian coup and talking about McCarthy actually pushing through with impeaching Biden and different things on their videos, all kind of news, and you're just getting the cliff notes. If you want to dig into more articles on there, it's available to dig into them, and I'm going to type it here in the comments. And again, if you're just joining, let me know how the sound is. Make sure the sound is good, but it's NURAC.org, and that stands for Not Your Average Citizen. It's what we're calling this podcast that I try to do weekly. So I appreciate you joining. And most of you, I did add everyone in the Keep Georgia Red group that I admin. It's pretty much been handed over to me. It's my page now. And I hate to interrupt you, but we try to talk about some interesting things here, especially what we're about to dive into. I don't have many notes on it, so we're going to fly by wire, but I got several websites pulled up here to talk about the topic of the night. So getting the housekeeping out of the way, definitely check out NURAC.org. Like I said, I post daily news updates on there. So definitely check it out. Invest a lot of money into this website and a lot of time, which is money. Getting it set up for you guys. It's a tool I use. It's kind of a news aggregator. So if you're wanting to keep up with things and things going on, like the Russian coup, I posted Saturday, all kinds of video on there, of it going down and news articles and whatnot and intelligence from people in the know. So, any kind of things going on like that, I try to get on there and post it as quick as I can and get the info to you. So I want it to be a place where, like myself, you can go and kind of check out news, and it's not going to be like the CNN-ified, liberal thing. I try to just give it as an analyst thing, and I'll insert my opinions here and there, and you'll know what my opinions are about things on the news intel reports because they will be in pink on there. The page is predominantly black background, pink lettering, and blue as well on some of the topics, and then the headers are red. So anything pink is my opinions on there. So without further ado, we're going to get started on tonight's topic, which is smart cities, or a lot of you know them as 15-minute cities, coming to a town near you. And I know a lot of you talk about how, they're not going to corral you into a city. They're not going to corral you into any city. You live rural, out in the county. You might live 30 miles from a Walmart. It's a 30 to 45 minute trip to the nearest grocery store or Walmart. They're not going to corral you in. But here is the thing. Where will all the rural land go whenever they get started rolling, wanting to put people in these 15-minute or smart cities, as the World Economic Forum is calling it? Where will it go? Well, let's look at this. 40% of American farmland owners are over 65. most of this land will be sold off. And I don't know if any of you have looked into land here lately. I myself have, because I was looking for a little bit of rural, out there, remote land. You know, it doesn't have to be cleared, and I don't want any kind of utilities set up on it or anything like that. You know, typically that's the cheapest form of land because it's not pre-developed and it's not ready to go, so you're going to have to spend capital. But, you know, having a little bit of land for my Second Amendment activities and whatnot, and just having a place to go and practice that, you know, practice my rights. Well, here in North Georgia, where we reside, I'm finding property, you know, I'm talking remote, you know, uncut land, not even large tracts, you know, not even in the greatest of areas, you know, they're out there. And it's like 20 to 30,000 an acre. And that's insane. That is insane. I mean, I can't believe it. You know, before 2020, that land probably would have been somewhere like 6 to 8,000 an acre. You know, for a good piece of land, if it's not that great, if it's hilly, if it's going to take a lot of work, you know, you're talking maybe 5 to 6,000 an acre. And again, we're talking of land that doesn't have water or anything, like, you know, everything there, you're going to have to build it up and make it such. But I mean, it's crazy what this remote land is going for now. You know, the only way to get it cheaper per acre is to buy large tracts. And unfortunately, I don't have the means to do that right now. So we know that the price of land is going up. And I see it in the comments there with Anthony. The intentional just to keep us from buying it. Yes, because BlackRock and Vanguard are buying up all the land. They're driving up the prices. You know, we've talked about them several episodes now. They're behind everything. They're part of it. They're almost like the enforcers for all these globalists and people wanting to impose their authoritarian regimes. That's what they are. They enforce this, you know, via ESG score. But they're also double dipping, if you will, buying up this land to drive up the cost, because, you know, they invest in the companies that invest the mortgage. So that's more money coming back to them. That's more return on their investment. And they're manipulating the market as such. And these companies are so huge, like the fines are nothing. The fines are nothing for them to pay. It's just like JP Morgan with the, everybody knows, everybody that trades in precious metals know that JP Morgan has their thumb on the scale for precious metals. If you're just joining us, we're not too far into this. We're talking about the land, and we're talking about BlackRock buying up everything. Just a quick recap. But everybody knows with precious metals, JP Morgan has their thumb on the scale. So they manipulate the market, and they're trying to keep precious metals low. Because if gold and silver and the others were allowed to be what they really are, I think they would be 5 to 10 times higher than what they are right now, just because of the turmoil in the markets. But, you know, they do this thing and they trade them as an ETF. You know, they trade them paper trading silver and gold, which I, you know, if you're in it to make a quick buck, sure, but do not hold these things, because you're not going to be able to translate that into physical silver or physical gold. And that's the thing, that they're paper trading this stuff to keep the value low. And they've been hit. You can look it up now. Like, you can look up JP Morgan Chase market manipulation, metals market manipulation. You can pull it up. They've been under investigation over it, and they've had to pay out fines. And guess what? They keep doing it because they have so much money. They don't care. They're like, I'll pay the fine and I'll keep doing it. What are you going to do? We're too big to fail. Just like BlackRock and Vanguard, too big to fail. So they go on manipulating the market. James O'Keefe, I posted this on Newrack.org the other day on Friday's report, where there was a gentleman that they went undercover and got, and he talks about all these horrendous things that I already knew. Like, it was just confirmation of, you know, of what I already knew, how they buy senators and they buy House of Representatives. they buy all these politicians, and he says it's so cheap that 10 grand will buy a politician. 10 grand. Put a politician in your pocket. Wonder how much old Mitchy Mitch is worth, you know, the one who sold us out. Wonder how much old McCarthy, who sold us out, is worth. I digress. So the price of land is being driven up, and you have BlackRock buying it up like crazy. They're even buying farmland, just like Mr. Bill Gates is buying the farmland. And we all know that Bill Gates is going to be, Mr. Gates is going to be pro 15-minute city. We all know that. We all know they want to corral us into these 15-minute cities, and that's what it's going to be. That's what they're going to do. They're taking over the farmland. And even Klaus Schwab of the Economic Forum, he even said, like, eventually, like, by 2030, they want the average human to eat 14, at the most, 14 kilograms of meat. Let me see how much that is in pounds. Not much. 30 pounds in meat. That's your beef, chicken, pork, whatever, lamb. That's all they want per year. Per year. 30 pounds of meat per year at the most. What is ideal for them, what their aggressive target is, by 2030, mind you, Agenda 2030, they want it zero. Zero meats. You can have a little cheese, not much. You can have a little bit of dairy and, you know, a little bit of milk and dairy. Not much, though. No, not much. We can't allow that. Can't allow that at all. And that's, you know, we talked about that. We talked about climate change and the food and how they're wanting to do away with livestock. You know, they're basically wanting to end farms. And Klaus Schwab even said the meat will be reserved for the rich to have at special occasions. So they're going to drive up the price because it's market manipulation, just like I was talking about. They're going to end the farms. The farms are not going to be producing as much meat for us as they were because Mr. Hero, Mr. Doctor, because he's not really a doctor, Bill Gates, Mr. Scientist, Mr. Problem Solver is going to come up. I seen the other day, it's synthetic meat. It's what they're going to have us eating, and it's cells that rapidly grow. I wonder what other, you know, what there's another word for cells that rapidly replicate and grow and mutate. There's another word for that. Oh, yeah, I'm sure you can figure that word out. But, anyways, they've come up with this synthetic meat that can rapidly mutate and grow that they're going to want everybody to eat, probably already eating it. A lot of times when this comes out, it's already farther along, and so they're just going to lightly break it because they're about to ramp it up. It's about to be put into policy. And you can't depend on the Republicans to bail us out. That's not going to happen. They're not going to bail us out. They're not going to get us out of this. They're going to look at what the Democrats are saying. Oh, you can do that? Well, we need to come up with something that we can do. When we, you know, when the pendulum swings back our way, that we can do. And that's what it'll be. There's not many in there that are fighting for us because our politicians are bought and paid for. That's what it boils down to. And another thing about it, another thing on the smart cities, you know, they want something like 190 cars per 1,000 people. So less than half. No, let's see. More than that. So one fourth, a quarter, less than a quarter of people will have vehicles. And their aggressive target is zero. Zero cars at all because they'll have all electric transportation, electric buses and trams and self-driving public vehicles, because the cars and all that and the transportation will be reserved for the rich. We're already seeing that shift to EVs, and like the average blue-collar Joe cannot afford an EV. They're not going to be able to. For one, If you can even afford the MSRP, which they jack the MSRP up right now because they're in such demand, that's all the dealers doing their thing. That's another topic. But you're not going to be able to buy the batteries it's going to take to keep it going on the road. So you're going to have to go through this whole ordeal of just getting a new vehicle, and then they're going to get more expensive and more expensive and more expensive, and it's going to keep on going. And so only the wealthy will be able to afford the meat, the real food. Let's face it, the real food and the automobiles, the freedom to travel. Because they're even talking about they only want to limit people to flying like 3 times a year or something like that. I didn't dive as deep into it, but this is all Agenda 2030. That they're going to start rolling the people back. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy to sit here and listen to it. These rich, mostly white people telling us what they're going to do to us. That we don't matter. That we're not mega wealthy and own these mega companies and mega corporations. So we're peons to them. And just like Jonathan said in the comments, eating crickets. Yeah, that's coming. That's going to be your source of protein. But it goes further. They don't want us to have protein because they don't want us to get stronger. See, whenever you take out the protein, you're going to get everybody healthy. They're going to be lean down and you're going to be a small frame, small stature, and whatnot. You're not going to take in the protein to build muscle. It's going to be nearly impossible for you to be a gym rat or do anything like that because they don't want resistance. You think these things are going to be around in these cities? No, they won't. They'll be long gone, and it's probably coming. And it'll whittle us away where we're not strong enough to fight. And then they're going to pack us into these little affordable apartments that you probably won't have your own bathroom. It'll be like a co-ed bathroom where everybody shares it. Everybody's going to end up sharing it, and you'll have public showers and things like that, and you'll have men and the women, it won't even be men and women's bathrooms anymore. It'll be all that, and it'll be horrible. Let's hit some of the comments before we move on. TJ says the elites want to reduce the world's population by any means necessary. That's part of the reason that COVID-19 was created. Yeah, and that's what the 15-minute cities will be. It'll be a lockdown forever. You might get, some new socks. That's another thing they think Americans, not just Americans, but people in general have too many clothes. They have too much clothing. That's what they think. So, you're going to be limited to like 3 garments a year for your clothing. I mean, it's going to limit every aspect. Like, this is hardcore socialism. It's kind of under the guise of communism because there's no dictator, but whoever's the head of these cities is going to be a dictator. That's a lot of power that you're going to have over people. James says they can grow human ears on the back of rats. Yeah. And then the other day, you have synthetic cells from a man and a woman, like they created them entirely synthetically and had an embryo created outside of a womb, completely synthetic. Almost makes me wonder if they're going to make it where they can download AI into it. So it'll essentially be human, but not. I mean, I think the technology will go that far where personality, AI, an AI personality can be downloaded into it and it'll be a humanoid. Jonathan says, sounds like Auschwitz. Yeah, exactly. And Anthony says, and worldwide, yeah. I mean, we've seen who is it? Is it Saudi Arabia right now? They're building this long city, like it's I think like 100 miles long, but it's only so wide that it's going to be a 15-minute city and have a tram, and you're supposed to be able to get from end to end in like 20 minutes or something insane like that. Like they've already started building this place. It's crazy, crazy town. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. And speaking about artificial intelligence, that's why they're demonizing the police. That's why our true colors have shown and we've truly split into a two-tier justice system because they want to destroy it. because we'll have artificial intelligence and robots and cyborgs and drones and whatnot policing us. I seen where it was rolled out. I'm trying to remember. Let me see if I can pull it up here. What country it was. Seems like it was the UAE. Police robots. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was the UAE. Yeah. Dubai Police has launched the UAE's first RoboCop, whose job is to liaise with the public. And it's a, I wish I could show you on here, but it's a robot that has a little tablet computer right here in it where you can file a report. It's already happening in one of the richest countries in the world, in one of the richest cities in the world, Dubai. I mean, every futuristic game, video game, movie, show pretty much shows Dubai or uses them as a model. And now they have robotic police. Do you think, what do you think of the smart cities are going to be ran? It's not going to be anybody with consciousness, because consciousness requires you to be able to think and discern between things or between what's morally right and morally wrong. They can't have that. Not when everybody's going to be agreeing, living in the conditions that they're going to be living in. I've never been there, but you should go to New York City. I've had many people tell me how horrible it is, how unsanitary it is. What do you think these 15-minute cities that are going to be designed to hold, probably in the billions, you know, they're going to corral us into that. And speaking back on the land real quick, just to circle back to that, as old redhead fire crotch Jim Psaki said, hope I don't get banned for that. That was another thing. Biden's initiative right now, it's having 30% of the land in the U.S. where no humans can go on it or anything, basically restricted land. That's what the goal is. And then by 2030, they want 50% of the United States to be restricted, you know, where only animals and all that can go. So it's a multifaceted thing that they're trying to corral us in with. It's not just as simple, you know, they're going to buy up all the land and force us out. No, the government is going to do what it does best and take. And they'll end up corralling us out and keeping us out of half of the land. So all the population will only be whittled down to half, you know, for whatever the corporate mega companies don't own. And so, yeah, and then you'll have artificial intelligence robots policing everything and enforcing everything. So there's nothing you can reason with. You won't be able to reason with them or anything like that. Every law will be treated the same by them. And I'm sure there'll be levels of punishment like there always is. TJ says, AI will be dangerous and biased because programmers are biased. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's, like I said, whoever is the king, essentially, of these cities will have all the say-so. And Anthony says, police brutality will be off the hook with AI tech and colorblind, just like they want. Yeah. I mean, that's why they want to erode the police force. That's why you don't have a traditional police force anymore. When's the last time you've had just a friendly police officer when you're out and about, or a sheriff's deputy or anything? Like, they are so on guard because there's a target on their back now. That shield is no longer something that protects them. It's a freaking target. It's, you know, it's like there. It's flipped. The table's been completely flipped. A lot of the good officers are out of the game now because they don't want any part of this, and rightfully so. And more props to the good ones that are trying to stay in, just like the military. But it's paving the way for the bad eggs to get in there, and they're coming. There's a lot of them already in there. You think the 2020 summer of love is great? Just because we got a Democrat in office right now, you know, the lid's kept on it. But they'll, as soon as something flips red, they'll turn them loose again. They'll amp it up. You know, they'll probably push them out into the rural areas. It was getting close that way until they reeled them in. TJ says, China is buying up lots of land, especially next to our military bases. Yeah, yeah, that was another thing I was going to touch on, you know. I mean, that's one thing Ron DeSantis got right, is he's trying to stop that. He's trying to stop foreign places from buying land there. And That's what needs to happen. But yet our governor, Mr. Kemp's over there selling them the land, you know, it's like, come here and build here and hire people. You know, Mr. Chinese CCP, please come here. Please come here and bring your industry here. We don't want to make things easier for Georgians to start an industry. No, no, we can't have that. We can't have homegrown Americans starting their dreams and their businesses. No, we got to bring foreign businesses in where their money's not going to stay foreign. And we know if they're Chinese that the CCP has their little puppet strings attached to them, and they're going to do whatever they say because it's basically like a mafia and their family is back in the homeland. And so if they say no, they're going to just take their family from them. But our governor's out there bringing them here. Done so much so that we were blessed with the presence of the vice president of the United States of America not long ago. It's crazy. It's great, right? Georgia, so diverse. Old purple Georgia. So, yeah, you hear me talking about this, and you probably think I'm a wacko conspiracy theorist and whatnot. And you're like, this will never happen in America. No, no, this will never happen in America. James says, RoboCop coming in 2025. Exactly. And Faye says, come up to Eton and see the huge factory in the middle of a field Kemp let China put in. Yeah, I mean, it's all over Georgia. So you're like, no, the smart cities will never happen here in the U.S. soil, let alone close to where I am. No. No, never happen, right? Well, there's a website here I invite you to go to. It's called Nooga Voices, N-O-O-G-A, Voices, V-O-I-C-E-S.com. You need to check it out. Nooga, you know, like Chattanooga, right? Oh, yeah. Right here on the page, Nooga Voices, Chattanooga Smart City. Is it really about climate change? I'm sure a lot of you heard that Chattanooga is now a gig city. Well, they are trying to be one of the pilot cities for the Smart City program. Huh. Think about it. The crime and the gang has run rampant up there. There's a lot of industry that's kind of pulled out of there. So, yeah. You know, that's not far from us. For most of us, it's maybe a 30-minute drive, if even that. For others, maybe an hour. And it's already happening this close. And it's going to swallow up surrounding counties, you know, probably in Georgia. Oh, there'll be a lot of those border counties. They're going to be like, yeah, let us be a part of this. We want to be a part of this. Especially I see it in that East Ridge area, probably on down to Ringgold. You know, how's your local government working out for you here lately, Ringgold? Think about that. You know they got to be in the know. You know they do. Or even 4-0, you know, because part of it split with Walker County. I wonder what'll happen there. Is your government agreeing with you on a lot here lately? Are they allowing you to do things? Are they allowing you to have livestock? I've heard something about the chickens up there. And the county government there. Yeah, they're not gonna help you. It's almost like they already know something, right? How's your property values working out for you here lately, people? Huh? What's your fair market value property tax? I got mine the other day. They went up something like $45,000 on my value of my house. I wonder if it'll be the same value once the recession truly hits. You know, I mean, wonder what'll happen there. TJ says, it's happening. We need to get Democrats out of our government before they completely destroy our country and freedom. It's not just Democrats. It's Republicans selling us out too. You got to pay. They'll just as quickly stick a knife in your back as the Democrats will. There's a lot of Republicans here that are just in it for the industry, and they just want to be, they want to be on that train. They want to be on that with them because they know that this beast, that this zeitgeist, is way too big for anybody to conquer. They know. They know. So there's a lot of them within the party because they've had chances to do things. They've had chances to give us our rights back. And they don't. And it's them too. It's not just the Democrats. They know, because these companies like BlackRock, whoever's in the White House, whoever's in Congress, unless they can get together and agree on things and pass legislation, BlackRock's untouchable. They've worked themselves into being too big to fail, as has Vanguard. Just like the JP Morgans and Chases and all that. They crash these smaller companies and then they buy them up. It's been a monopoly for some time. It's crony capitalism. It's not true capitalism. They manipulate the market 100%. They buy our politicians. Most of them are for sale. Most of them get their kickbacks by insider trading. That's why they won't talk about passing something about Congress and insider trading. I mean, come on. Faye says Atlanta already headed that way. Yeah, Atlanta will have to fall pretty hard, though. Say what you will about the gangbangers and all that. They'll be some of the number one resistance people in that area. That's the thing you need to think about. You need to think about what side of this you're going to be on. And a lot of them, it's life or death every day for them. And you're taking it away from them whenever you're moving that stuff in. So they're going to be the number one resistance fighters in these cities. You mark my words on that. Whenever it starts kicking off, they will be, for better or for worse. James says, I already think there's just one way out. But if we lose this next election round, there will be no doubt. Push for digital ID and all the other crap forebodes doom for our nation as we know it. Yeah, it's the digital currency's coming. What is it, next month? It's the planned rollout. That's the start of it, y'all. I said it before. The digital currency will be the start of it. That'll be the start of the Great Reset. Faye says it's both parties. Exactly. Letitia says you're right about Republicans too. Yeah, there's not many of them you can trust, folks. You need to look at their voting record. You need to look and see what bills they're voting for. The biggest thing you can do is call them out for it and inform others of it. And maybe somebody will have the guts to step up and run against them. That's what we need. We need more people that are like you standing up and running for offices that know about this stuff going on. That's the only way we stop it. That's the only way we vote our way out. And I almost think it's only option two, you know? It's like what they say about communism. You can vote communism in, but you'll have to shoot your way out. And I don't know. I don't know if we can vote our way out of it anymore, y'all. They says JP Morgan Titanic fraud. Yeah. I won't talk about that because that's dominated the headlines and we know that it covered up a ton. And it's on NURAC.org. I do my daily intel updates, I post them to the groups. But it's on there today talking about a lot of stuff that happened last week that we were all distracted with the Titanic sub. It's mainly IRS whistleblowers. A lot of it went down Friday. A lot of it about our two-tiered justice system. TJ says it is both party government has become the enemy of the citizens. Yes. Yes, it has been for some time. Especially, I'll say it really like the end of it was the Patriot Act. That's what I'll say. Whenever that happened, when we had mass surveillance on our smartphones. Whenever that was unleashed upon us after 9/11, that was the undoing. The government had it way too much power once that happened. Anthony said, I agree on the gangs. Faye says, we have to fix this. Amen. Herbert, we have had a corporate takeover of the USA government and they're running it for pure profit. This is new age slavery. It is. It is. It really is. And Faye said it the sub was a distraction for sure. Yes, it most certainly was. So on the Nuga voices about the Chattanooga being a smart city, let's see if I can hit you with some cliff notes. Their objective is to make all citizens of Hamilton County aware of the facts regarding the Chattanooga Climate Action Plan. So they're guising it under other stuff. They renamed it because the Chattanooga Smart City Plan got such bad press. And that's what you got to learn. It's not going to go away. They're going to rename it. They're going to reword. They're going to do some legal mumbo jumbo and change the mission statement. But in the end, it is all the same. Just like it's not going to be green cities. It's not the Green New Deal. It's not climate change. It's sustainable resources, sustainable energy. That's what you're going to hear thrown out right now. We're in the era of sustainable. They want sustainment. It sounds good, sounds healthy. It's not as crazy and hippie-ish as green. So they're throwing out sustainable. They want to sustain your life because, you're going to die from climate change. Even though they admittedly, you can look at it now, it is admittedly reported, a report come out that the military has been involved in weather manipulation. And they admit to chemtrails now that they'll die before they ever call it chemtrails, but it's cloud seeding. Cloud seeding. Cloud seeding is weather manipulation. And they've been doing it for years, for decades. It's crazy. It's a crazy time, folks. You really need to be aware and you need to listen to what I'm saying on how all this fits together. That's why I'm hitting on this in episodic form. And it's not in order in any way. You can go back. If you go to NURAC.org, I've got links to my Spotify. However you listen to podcasts, it's even on Rumble. However you check out podcasts, I like to just listen to them. The video is going to be what you're seeing here, so it's not as important. But you definitely need to listen to what we talked about before because all of this fits together, and I want people on the same page because maybe this is how I help. Maybe it gets to the right people that, have the ability to do something. They have the ability and the desire to run for an office to stop this because I'm hoping that's the route that it can go to. That's what I'm hoping for. That we can get some good people in office and take care of this. And maybe there's some in office now that know a lot that they just need to hear this to reassure them that the people have their back. Maybe we even have that. But there's a lot of info on this NugaVoices.com. So like Chattanooga, NugaVoices.com. And they got all kind of information about the smart cities, what they're talking about. And see, it even boils down that they'll have digital surveillance. Like I watched a World Economic Forum promo for them where it'll track traffic patterns and all of that and track you. And there's going to be so much surveillance there. And it'll be, the light posts, the lamp posts, the street lamps are going to have Wi-Fi antennas to give you internet, because it's just for you. It's a convenience for you to have internet. Not that they're going to just use it to basically spy on you. That's the thing I looked at the other day. There was a report from the FBI where when an event's going on, like say the riots or the trucker convoy, they fly over in a plane that has these 5G antennas. They have these 5G antennas and they broadcast a signal down to people's phones when they're there. So they're broadcasting the signal down. And so the phone is passing through it, basically like a pass-through. It's passing through it to use it. But all the while, they're pulling all their message data. They have artificial intelligence and different programs that they can run. So they can pull all these conversations and track what people are doing and see what they're saying and know what's going on and what kind of organized events going on. All this has come out. And so you can't tell me the summer of brotherly love, like they knew what was going on, just like they shut down the trucker convoy. They knew what was going on and they just allowed it to happen. I mean, it even came out in the Rittenhouse trial with all the freaking surveillance footage that they had. They were flying planes over, renting planes and everything else. Flying planes over and had FLIR thermal imaging, special microphones where they could even pick things up. I mean, come on. Come on. But yeah, they use this signal to broadcast a signal down to your cell phone and rip your information from your phone. So you need to be very aware of what you're doing on your phone. And if you're doing things that the government doesn't think you should be doing, then you shouldn't be doing it on your phone. You need to look into methods that were used in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. That's all I'm going to say here. I'm not going to be Mr. Che Guevara or anything like that and resistance fighter and tell you, but I will leave you with this, that It may or may not be coming to a website associated with this, some different information, some little nuggets there, but the nuggets are out there if you look. There's people that can tell you how to have comms and get around this stuff, but you're not going to be able to use a device that's connected to the internet. We'll put it there. Enough with the tinfoil hat stuff. But you need to know that. So that's the thing with the smart cities and the mobile Wi-Fi. And pretty much it's probably already going on with mobile Wi-Fi. They can look at everything that you are doing via the internet and on your phone that you have open. They're going to be able to rip it and pull it anyways. It's probably already been done to your phone and done and done and done. And you don't know that this is going on, but it is going on. So it doesn't matter if you have Signal or encrypted apps or things like that, because if they can get into the device, if they get into your device, they can pull everything they need off of it. That's all they have to do. They have to just use your cellular device's signal. It doesn't matter if your message is going to and from or encrypted. Your device is encrypting and decrypting them. So they'll just rip from it and they'll say, oh, it's going to this user. Okay. Well, we need to get somebody over there where they're at. Let's put a ping on their location. Okay. Let's fly a plane over and pull off their cell phone signal. Okay. Now they have the other half of the conversation. But a lot of those encrypted apps are one way anyways. So, unless you're deleting your messages right after, they're going to have the full combo. So, yeah, smart meters and smart thermostats in your house to track your energy consumption in real time. So, yeah, they'll shut the lights off on you. If you're hitting your limit on your power, they're going to shut your lights off. Oh, and sorry, but you can't have your house set on 68 in the hot summer. It's going to have to be on 73. You know, and then conversely in the winter, you know, we're gonna keep it around 62 or 63 degrees for heating. It's not gonna be over that. So sorry if you're cold natured or hot natured, you're just gonna have to deal with it because we gotta save Mother Earth, right? You know, humans have been on this supposedly scientifically for 200,000 years, but now there's a problem. Now there's a problem. Spoiler alert, the climate is always changing, with or without human input. TJ says, government hires pilots to fly over and capture cell phone data now. Yes. Yes, they do. I would just advise you if you have plans or if you're into something, do not, and if you are, you probably already know this, but do not use your cell phone for it. I wouldn't use a cell phone, period, for it. If you're having meetings, I wouldn't have a cell phone within 20 or 30 feet of you. We'll put it at that. Smart water meters give control over your water consumption to the water company. We already have those. At least if you're on city water here in my town, coming soon to a lot of you. But then it'll have a valve installed where they can remotely restrict your water flow. Having a drought, see California, the water company will allot and turn down your inflow at will. That's coming. It's coming. I said it before in the last one. When we see these infrastructure bills roll out, and they're coming, let's get through this election. And it'll be crazy because if the Republicans win, they'll push it. And if the Democrats win, they'll push it. And it'll be these major life-changing infrastructure bills, just like back in the 60s, the interstate was a life-changing thing. Do you know why the interstate was built? It wasn't for us. You know why there's open fields randomly along the interstate, and you look up who owns it, and it's like, oh, federal government owns that land. I wonder why. I wonder why the federal government owns this land next to interstates. It's weird. It's almost like they have a place, you know, to put mass casualties if there's a mass casualty event. And it's weird because it funnels all the interstates funnel people outside of cities. Huh. And then there's places for mass casualty events, you know, to put the result of a mass casualty event, you know, to put them in the ground. Weird that it was designed that way, huh? Also, smart intersections with cameras, face recognition, license plate readers for that record, analyze, and report where you go, when you go, what time you go, how fast you go. So, and they've already discovered this with the AI that they were using it, I want to say in Target, that it's the craziest thing that they were detecting what the test subject was, which happened to be a woman, a real woman, you know, the definition of a woman, the old definition of a woman. But they knew that when she bought this certain combinations of items, like I'm going to just throw these out there, like when she bought Cheerios, hair ties, and a Vogue magazine, if that's even still around, you know, whatever, Cosmo magazine, whatever, whenever she bought those three items, they knew that the artificial intelligence could predict and know that she was pregnant or she was about to be pregnant. Like the craziest thing, it could predict these things before that person even knew. It's the craziest thing that they're using artificial intelligence to track what humans do in cycles, and it can almost make a prediction. You can look this up. This is legitimate stuff. It's not sci-fi channel people. It's legitimate. And it tracks people and it knows, it can predict their behavior before the person even knows they're going to do it. That's how advanced these things are getting. They have a tool. They have a golden ticket, and it's artificial intelligence. That's why a lot of this podcast is out against the woes and dangers of artificial intelligence. And right now, there's no locks in place to limit its potential. And that's by design because it's already in the wild. It's already collecting data. It's who do you think's harvesting our data? Not a thousand people could dissect billions of people's data every minute, every second of every hour. Nah, there's no way. There's no way. It takes a quantum computer and a quantum AI to do that. Maybe you should look into that. Because that's the next level stuff. And that's what's coming soon, too. It's going to take quantum AI and quantum computers. Because you got to think it'll be a hive mind with the robot police force that we talked about. They'll all be connected to a hive mind. They will not be individuals. They will all be one. Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what I was getting at, James. Minority Report coming. They will be able to predict the crime before you even do it. I mean, it's the craziest thing to even think about. Like it's hard to think about. It's hard to sit back and think about these things. And it's their help. It's what's helping tie all this stuff together. That's why AI has been around for at least a decade, at least. And that's why we're seeing an acceleration, because I think it's given the go-ahead. All the checks and balances are there. Like TJ said, the Borg of Star Trek are a hive mind. But if you want to know more about smart cities, you definitely need to check out Nuga Voices. This is a very well put together page. It was sent to me a couple weeks ago. I had already had a couple episodes in the pipeline, and I didn't want to throw them out because I was already geared up for that. But there's numerous videos and info on there about it. And I'll probably do a hot link to this website on a post on the NURAC.org page to better help you find it. But yeah, you know, right here on the World Economic Forum, Global Future Council on the Future of Cities, and there's a PDF I stumbled into and I can't find it now that gives you all their goals that they're planning on hitting by 2030 with the smart cities. You know, they want to make affordable housing a reality in cities. Agile cities preparing for the fourth industrial revolution, and they've already said that artificial intelligence will be the fourth industrial revolution. But I think to get there, we'll have to go through the Great Reset. The Great Reset is not going to be this sudden thing. It's going to be this gradual reset of society where we're going to change from what we traditionally and conservatively are, what we're trying to hold on to now. It's going to flip into this new thing. And you can forget morals and all that. It's going to go away. They're going to be flipped. The morals and things and code you grew up with, they'll no longer be valid. Circular economy in cities. Let's see what that has to say. We'll touch on the last thing tonight. Evolving the model for a sustainable urban future. What is circular economy? Waste does not exist in nature because each organism contributes to the health of the whole. A fruit tree's blossom fall to the ground and decompose into food for other living things. Bacteria and fungi feed on the organic waste of both the tree and the animals that eat its fruit, depositing nutrients in the soil that the tree can take up and convert into growth. One organism's waste becomes food for another. Nutrients flow perpetually in regenerative, cradle-to-cradle cycles of birth and decay and rebirth. Waste equals food. Industrial growth spurs urban density and increased consumption. Cities need new ways to address waste. So they're probably going to put some kind of bacteria or something like that. A circular economy describes an economic system that is based on business models which replace the end-of-life concept with reducing alternatively reusing, recycling, and recovering materials in production and distribution and consumption processes, thus operating at the micro level, products, companies, consumers, meso level, eco-industrial parks, and macro level, city, region, nation, and beyond, with the aim to accomplish sustainable, there's that word again, development, which implies creating environmental equality, economic prosperity, and social equity to the benefit of current and future generations. It challenges the linear take, make, dispose. So there, you're going to have reusable products. There we are, TJ. Soylent Green. Yeah, it's people. That does awfully sound a lot like we're gonna re-ingest the bodies. James says, want to know what's gonna happen? Watch what Hollywood turns out. Yeah. Oh yeah. I don't know, they can't get out of their own way right now. I mean, I get the writer's strike opposing the artificial intelligence. At least we got resistance. You know, I don't care what side of the aisle they're on, as long as there's resistance against this. I don't care what your beliefs are or whatnot, as long as I'm allowed to do and practice mine, and what you do doesn't harm me or my family, it's whatever. And I wouldn't mind having, you know, somebody that opposes this, even if they're on the other side, join the fight. That's great. Because it hurts them. That's what you need to remember. Instead of fighting with people that are across the aisle, we need to awaken them to this, because that's what it's going to take. There's not enough on one side to stop it. They need to know. Their party's been hijacked just like our party's been hijacked. That's what this boils down to. You really need to look into smart cities and what's coming, and you need to pay attention to what's going on in your area. Because these things are going to be happening in your backyard now. It's affected every hobby that I have. Every hobby. I mean, I was awake before, but like, you get hyper awareness when you're like, man, everything I enjoy in life now is now affected by the government. And it's at risk of being ended. I'm a gearhead. I love cars, automobiles, four-wheeling, racing, things like that. The government is influencing it. Heck, the EPA is trying to shut down crazy mods like exhaust systems and things like that. They're trying to end like using a traditional car as a race car. We don't even have to talk about that. Video games, movies, sports. I know y'all that watch the grand what do they call it in Rome? I'm having a brain fart now. But you know, like the either way, with sports, you have to pay attention to the politics that are involved in it now. Are the players even as good as they used to be? Are they as good as they were in the 90s? Are they as good as they were in the early 2000s? Are they good as good as they were in the 80s? You know, they're shifting to this that, oh, we need more black people on this team. We need more Hispanic people on this team. We need more Chinese people on this team. It's not a talent-based thing anymore. It's a diversity-based thing. You see it all over the job market. How rare is it now for you to go to a business that just gets everything right? How rare is that? That you go to a business that just gets everything right? How rare is it if you're a gearhead like me and you get, and I come from the auto parts industry. I come from the automotive industry. I did it for 11 years. How rare is it that you go in there and you get somebody that's a gearhead, that's a like-minded gearhead, and is willing to talk cars and kind of get on the same wave that you're going with your project to help you out? There's a reason for that, because these companies have to be diverse and their pay is based on diversity. That they're no longer hiring the talent that drives the business forward. They're like, no, because we have to pay the talent. So we go diverse, so we can pay flat rates. Doesn't matter that you're a hard worker and you're talented and you know your stuff. You're not going to be paid or compensated for that anymore. That's what this woke ideology is with ESG scores and the like. That's what this is. It's everywhere now. Pay attention to it in your service now. It forces people to hire diverse people because the cost of everything is driven up and the wages are low. Small places can't afford to pay people good, so they're going to be getting these diverse people. That's why you see more diverse people in the places you love to shop. The prices have gone up, but the wage for those workers have not gone up, and a lot of those people moved on to places that will pay more. The talent moved on. That's what happened in my case. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but I mean, that's what happened. I hate it. I'll use this word. It wasn't sustainable for me and my family. It was becoming a nightmare. Because I no longer had the means to hire talented people, and I couldn't retain my talented people that I had. And so it was this endless cycle. You get people that only want to work for so long, and then they're gone. But that's what they've turned this into. That's the shift. That's the shift that we have now, that we're shifting into. We're shifting away from traditional values, traditional conservative values. We're shifting away from that. That's what they're doing. They're changing us. Like Larry Fink said, you have to force the behavior. He's forcing it. BlackRock, somebody from BlackRock or Vanguard sits on the board of just about every publicly traded company. They have some form of influence on the board, and that's why you seek woke companies. We've talked about this. But for those of you that are new here, we've talked about this in previous episodes. And he said it in 2017 whenever ESG scores were rolling out. He said you have to force the behavior. So they started with the companies and it worked. So what do you think is going to happen when the digital currency rolls out? We're going to have an ESG score for us. It's a social credit system. That's what's coming. Their methods are working in all these aspects if you sit and really think about it and pay attention to what's happening to you. Let's hit these last few comments. TJ says, politics ruins sports. TJ also says, should be merit-based, not race-based. Exactly. Exactly. You're going to get the best people when there's competition and merit, healthy competition. You're going to bring out the best in people. You're going to get them to try harder. They're going to learn. So, and then you're going to have the talent there too. I've seen it work firsthand. But it's very rare now. TJ also said equal opportunity, not outcome. Yeah. Well, that's what they're driving us into. They're going to skew it so these people at the top that hold most of the wealth, they're only going to get more. And they'll throw us a bone when they feel like it so they can feel better. And I hate to be that way because there's some people that, yeah, you could say are rich. They're nowhere near what these people in the economic forum are. That's child's play. Even the richest person you know of, cannot battle these people. Not even 10 of them. when a company like BlackRock controls in the double digits of trillions per year, there's no trillionaire yet. And when they're in the double digits, there's nothing you can do. We're talking exponentially higher times money than the richest person you know. Than Elon Musk, Bill Gates. Exponentially higher dollar amount than them. And no one person owns it there because it's shrouded inside the company. That's what creates this beast. And y'all have taken up a lot of y'all's time here, so I'll close her out with that. We'll touch on a few more comments. If you got anything you want to throw out there, anything like that, please, and I appreciate those of you that have already been checking out, but check out NURAC.org, NURAC.org, stands for our podcast name, Not Your Average Citizen. And then you can find our podcast on pretty much all major podcasting platforms, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, if you listen to those on there. But it's pretty much on every major podcast thing. I'm on Rumble. You can find these links to them on the NURAC.org page. And I really appreciate y'all jumping on and hitting me with this conversation. This has been great. This has been a really good interaction. I see a lot of new people on here. That's great. That means I'm reaching more people. I try to do this every Monday between 8 and 8:30. It was a little later tonight. But I try to do it. And then this episode, if you're joining later, it'll probably show up, you know, usually around Wednesday, Thursday. I give a little bit of time so that lets the other episodes kind of get some plays. But definitely, if you haven't heard them, jump on there and check them out. I'm not making any money off this. Like I said earlier, I'm trying to get some t-shirt designs rolling, trying to get a shop thing set up for it, like an online shop where they handle it. I just throw the designs out. They handle customer service and all that, and I get a little bitty kickback. Now I'm hoping I can put it back into the website, bring some more helpful things your way. But yeah, if you're looking for a good source of news and to be up to date and know things that are going on before the mainstream gets them, that can mean a lot, especially if there's something major going on that could be life-changing for you. You want to check out NURAC.org. I'm plugged into a lot of things, and I try to post out there as soon as I know. All right, y'all. Thank you for your time. Thank you for hearing me connect the dots for you. Y'all take care.